Cast. We are now on episode 12. If you remember us, we did a podcast a while ago. It's been a long time, but shit has now settled and situated, and we are here and gonna fill your ear holes with all kinds of fun, enjoyable things. Anyway, so, guys, I'm Matt. Y'all remember me, that guy who fucking rambles and, you know, talks about stuff and things. This week, we got one of my buddies, Tim.
Ooh, ooh.
Old Timmy, how's it going, man?
Glad to be here. I love AetherCast. I was a avid listener. I'm glad you're bringing it back.
Great. Yes. Enthusiasm, guys. This motherfucker is enthusiastic.
Right? Like fucking Tony the Tiger.
They're great.
Right. So, guys, I had energy, like, 2 hours ago, and I was telling Tim, I was like, bro, I'm fucking stoked, man, we're gonna do this shit! And old age and nighttime and kids went to bed happened, and my body said, oh guys, you should just probably sleep. So, I'm
boom,
gonna
boom,
be doing, exactly, bro, I'm gonna be delirious as shit. So, alright, so for this first episode, guys, are, bringing it back. We're actually gonna be recording two episodes back to back for you guys, so, space it out for you and give you a little bit of different stuff.
Let us caress your brain modules. Let us just lay you back there, talk sweet, sweet modern into you, and just calm down.
Awesome.
Be luscious. Put a towel down in case you get sticky.
Let me put my sticky all over you.
You're disgusting.
Calm down, Matt. That's gross, dude.
Fucking ew, God.
I was
so
being
gross.
Sensual.
Right. So, on the non-sensual note? Yeah, anyway, we got some shit to talk about, some modern guys, because, you know, that's my jam. I now live in fucking Texas, for those of you who remember my babbling, and there's a GP coming up in Dallas the first weekend in November. It is modern. I just found out about this, and it's like a week and a half away. I'm going to find out. I cannot go.
So, even though you can't go, and I found this out, you can't go because soccer games for your kids, you're a good father, which is great, you know. Say I come there, I'm crashing in your house, scratching my balls, whatever. Kids are out playing soccer, who gives a shit? I'll still show up on time. I'll start petitioning Watsy, and we can get enough signatures, maybe we'll push this thing back a week.
Yeah,
what do you say?
Push your GP back, that's cool. You know,
I'm gonna start a GoFundMe for Matt Hoover's soccer relief fund.
Yeah, totally. We're gonna go for that.
Go fuck me.
Go fuck me. Alright. dude, I don't know what it is. Every time I hear about GoFundMe, all I think is go fuck me. Like,
I know, but you get like those links on Facebook sometimes and you're like, oh, I totally need light up shoelaces. This is something that, like, why doesn't everyone have this? But then, like, you think about it for a couple of days, and you're like, that's the stupidest shit I've ever heard. I'm going to pay $37 for shoelaces. But it's like, this will be the last shoelace you'll ever own. Like, they, like, hype everything up. Like, this is a skateboard that drives itself. You need to pay $500 for this. If you, like, they make it look so good. But if you sit back and think about it, you're like, what are they even trying to sell me? Like, this is so expensive.
So I have
a feeling
he just bought some light-up shoelaces for $37.
I have a daughter who's 4, and I felt like it would be a good Christmas gift for several of my cousins. You think
they
made a bad purchase?
The real question
here. I was actually amping GoFundMe. Now I'm feeling terrible. Oh, jeez. Oh, my sarcasm.
So, now the real question is, does it say $37 for a shoelace or a pair of shoelaces?
Per shoelace? Let's not get crazy here. What do you expect for your money? Come
on. $37, right, man? That's got to cover shipping and product implementation and...
Even though it's an American-based firm, everything comes from Hong Kong, so it's like...
Yeah, there's some kind of law out there that's like, to be labeled as made in the U.S. or anything like that, they only have to do like part or a certain percentage of the manufacturing process. So if that, if like with a TV, if it comes to like, they already have all the circuitry in place and all that, they already have all the boards set up, sent over, all they have to do is literally screw the boards onto the frame and plug up all the little plugs, and then they can label it as made in America.
I don't know. I just got hard when you said plug up all the plugs.
Yeah, all the plugs. Like all 18 of them.
I mean, I don't want to drive the cast to a screeching halt, but shit's pretty veiny.
It's fucking throbbing, man. It's throbbing. Oh, fucking horseshit.
I spit gold, brother.
So, man.
Edit that out. I'm not sucking my own dick here. Jeez.
I mean, it happened. First thing I want to go over this episode is what to do with your deck to tweak it for a specific meta. This is going to be primarily modern talk, where I was at before I moved here.
You are entering the robot zone.
So I started playing Grixis Delver in modern, because I just thought, man, all these cards are fucking sweet. You got Polygon's Command and Snapcaster and fucking discard and countering shit and killing shit. And it's got everything I want to do in life and just irritate the shit out of my opponent. All this recursion, all kinds of fun stuff. I get out here to Texas. I found out the hard way, talking to old Sid from Gas from Exile.
Ooh, Swami.
Yeah, old fucking Swami Sid, man. He used to live in San Antonio, and he said, yo, bro, all you're going to play out here is just fucking aggro everything. That's what Texas is about, just fucking aggro shit, get it done. I forgot about that. So for 3 weeks, I went and played with this deck up at my LGS, right? Every match, it was either Affinity, Burn, Fish, fucking, sweet. Just all, yeah, right, aggro shit, all day. Even, like, there's even a Dredge dude now. It's just fucking hurry up and kill the shit out of you, is what everybody does. And then there's, like, one Jund player. I got really irritated. I was like, man, if I am not on the play, I am fucked. Like, if I'm on the play, I'm down, right? I got that shit. If I'm on the draw, nah, bruh, that shit ain't happening. My problem now is what I need to do to tweak my deck. And I actually saw some pretty sweet results here recently. There was a WMCQ, and good buddy from Cast from Exile, Kevin Jones, he took this shit down.
He's done everything.
He has literally done everything. And
he created the cotton gin. He made the post-it. Kevin Jones is like a premier athlete. I don't understand how he does it, man. He won softball Pee Wee League last year. I mean, the guy does everything.
He literally is black, and then he is also white. Like, he is able to change colors and face shapes and everything.
He was there when Harambe got killed, but I don't think he had anything to do with it. He was just like a bystander.
I heard he was the one who shot Harambe.
No!
Not trying to throw anybody under the bus or bullet or anything, but
Lee Harvey Jones?
Yeah, Lee Harvey Kevin Jones. Yeah, that's exactly. Fuck!
No!
So, anyway, I was looking at this man's list right here from the WMCQ. He does run different stuff. He runs a lot more dudes in his deck than I do. Like, he runs 4 Delver, which is cool, 4 Snaps, which is cool, because I do that, 3 Tasker, cool. I run also a Vendilion Click, and that's it. He runs a Gurmagging, or just a one of, but he also runs 3 Young Pyromancers, which is cute. However, I don't think Young Pyromancer will work for my meta. Like, the problem with it is that I play it, and then the next turn I would just die, or almost die, to where it just puts me at a real bad disadvantage.
Plus, like, wrecked Pyroclasm or any of those effects, you know?
See, that's not really an issue around here, which I don't understand with everybody being aggro. There's no quick sweepers, which is something I've actually ran. Like, my sideboard is just, like, fucking 4 Anger of the Gods, 4 Pyroclasms. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to kill everything.
Dude, I play Affinity and Infect. I'm a very aggro player. I still run Pyroclasma as my Affinity deck sometimes. Sometimes I'll you know, side into a higher curve and then just be like...
Please tell me you run Whip Flare over Pyroclasm. Please don't run Pyroclasm. You should just run Whip Flare, like, all the time.
I have all four Whip Flares. Come on, bring it. I don't run Pyroclasm generally. We have, like, three guys playing White-Black Spirits in our LGS, and I had kind of add in on the, like, White Hate. So I brought out, I took out Mem Knights altogether, and I brought in four Edge Champions and four of the Master of Ethereum, and kind of raised my curve a lot, and let them kind of develop board, and then Pyroclasm. Mm-hmm. And then I get to, you know, Springleaf Drum. I drop that down to like two. I put in an extra land. Inventor's Fair is actually a pretty good option nowadays for something like that if you want to go like a higher end. It depends on your meta. You know, like a lot of people will play, you know, Affinity and they're just playing either stock list or they'll like adjust their stock list. But I mean, if your meta says, hey, everyone around here is going wide and low or whatever, I mean, you can adjust it to go a little bit higher and then wipe out all that low stuff. You know, you can change it up, do whatever you want.
Yeah, but, for sure.
A lot of people will just play by, like, the pro deck at the time, and it takes, like, a really good, cunning player to look at, you know, what people are playing around you and be like, look, I'm just going to, like, meta this store and win some packs, or, you know, and that's like the eye that it'll take somebody to win an SCG, you know, open or something, because they'll see the meta at the current time and be like, look, this is going to strike all these decks and do that. Let's raise my curve a little bit, drop the zero drops. Let's like lose all the things that just wipe out that. But I mean, I could still play Affinity, but I could even go to like more of a Frogmite situation or, you know, bring in more draw spells.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's all about tweaking it to your meta. And with Grixis of Delver, dude, I had all kinds of fucking success. I didn't even drop a game for the longest with it whenever I was out in Virginia, which was cool. Hell yeah, I'm not dropping a game. I'm fucking doing this shit. Well, there's some newer cards that have been printed, and then some things that I'm realizing now with my meta the way it is that I have to change. I noticed Jim Jones ran a Collector's Brutality, which is sweet, because the problem that this deck has is whenever it gets late game, it is my life total.
Yeah.
Collector's Brutality, it's, granted, it's just a simple, you know, a drain two, so they lose two and I gain two. Also a kill spell, like all this cool shit for, you know, discarding, which is all value because you have Tasker, you know, you have Snapcasters. He runs a 1-of Kolaghan's Command. I am actually running a 3-of K Command because this shit's just nuts. Against aggro, just being able to kill a thing and make him discard, that's a 2-for-1.
It does everything you want it to do, it, really.
Literally, I will buy back Snapcasters for days and just keep the train going. The card choice that I have seen fall off the map is Electrolyze. I completely forgot about this card.
Yeah,
and
two, how you want it? Let's draw a card. Let's do it.
Exactly. This is literally everything my deck needs. So I'm going to be running now a 2 of Electrolyze here, because Electrolyze is the fucking tits. I can, if it's Affinity, I can kill two dudes and draw a card. You know, most other aggro decks are running 2/2s or, you know, 2/3s or whatever. I have now decided I'm going to be running 2 of Forked Bolt, because on top of Lightning Bolt, I need something to be able to kill more dudes early in the game.
Oof. That's bold.
Dude, it's meta.
You change your deck to the meta. If you're hitting all that low aggro, I mean, why not? Because you want your Delver to flip, and that's how you're winning the game. You want to stop all their, like, low aggro stuff. So Pyroclasm is a huge move for you, you know? Okay. And it's like, if you're playing, like, an aggro deck in an aggro format, like, you almost have to raise yourself above them to, like, try to battle, or else you're just fighting in the scrubs, dude. You're in the pit just with the fucking axe, just like, here's Johnny.
Another thing I'm going to have to do is drop remands. I have loved remand all of my life, but I'm having to drop remand because against aggro, they're just replaying that shit. It's you're just buying yourself half of their turn, literally, is all it ever is, and all it has been. So I'm going to swap that out for a 2 of Mana Leaf and a 2 of probably Spell Snare or a Spell Pierce. I'm not sure which I'm going to do. I mean, probably Spell Snare would probably be the safer bet.
On a on a larger GP or big tournament level, Remand has gone down a little bit also because of the higher influx of Eldrazi-type decks and decks like the Abzan, which used to be junk, like Enter the Battlefield effects. So you
Well, Remand is good. I noticed the way my deck is now, the way it's set up to where it's not all just like one drops. My Jun matchup is really good. Granted, the game is grindy as fuck. The game is never going to end early at all. But it works out the way it is now with being able to play my permission with the Remand the first couple turns. And because, I mean, they're basically tapping out for most of their stuff the first few turns anyway. Delaying a Liliana or delaying like a Tassiger or delaying what the fuck is it now? Kalidus. That's a big blow to them. Them taking an entire turn just to be tapped out. Tweaking to a meta is very important, especially with Modern. Modern is just getting more and more aggro. If you're looking at the decks that are winning these tournaments now or placing even in like the top 8 and the top 10, they're all aggro. Like you're not finding any pure control decks anymore. Even the Grixis Delver list is not a pure control deck. There are 15 creatures in this one that Kevin Jones has.
Yeah.
You can just straight up turn one Delver flip go, turn two Delver burn spell, and then like two turns later the game's done because you have a couple burn spells, you can play a little bit of permission, but Delver's close games out so fast.
I agree. It's like, in some matchups, dropping a turn one Delver is like, just so crucial. You just, it's like, your go. Like, it's like the biggest, like, D-bag move when you, like, smile at your opponent and you go, turn one Delver, go. Like, even if you, like fetch into a shock, it just feels so dirty.
Exactly, dude. I fucking love it. Like, it's literally taking your ball sack and smacking it on somebody's face.
Whoa, let's create a cast you want your children to listen to someday, Matthew. Come on.
What?
Those balls have to be sweaty. I've been holding it back. Oh, God, dirty. Rub your taint. Oh, God. All right, so calm down. Let's just modern. Sensible cast, we'll call this. Let's do it. All right.
Wow.
So, all right. Can we move topics, or are you down to keep talking about that?
Set that one.
I sounded like a dumbass. And I won't.
Well, I mean, you're going to sound like a dumbass because I'm not editing it out.
Let's leave this in because this makes it even better where I'm like
exactly.
Trying to hide my tail. I'm like, come on, man. Like, I don't want to sound dumb on your podcast, but this is the deal. My balls are stinky, and I don't give a shit. All right, so moving on. I am an Invect player, and can we talk about the last few results on the Star City Games website? Like,
so, I heard some results you got in the mail from the other day from the health department that said that you were also infected. I'm not sure if it was from the chick with the Adam's apple or...
Oh, Matthew, stop. Hey, Matthew, you talked me through some hard times, all right? I got tranny tricked twice, but
there's nothing sexier than a girl's Adam's apple, am I right?
I think... I'm not a hater, I'm a lover. You gotta just not fight it. So, here's the deal. In fact, I did go see a doctor, and the problem is my penis... Looks kind of like a glistener elf. Oof.
So is it like the cool promo one, or is it like...
No, it's the janky looking one, dude. And I try to get somebody to look at it, but I guess flashing...
that's probably illegal in most places.
I guess flashing your dick on the bus is not really medical help, I guess. It's just kind of like public poll at that point. It's like, who do you want to vote for this presidential election? Flash your dick. Right?
So, I mean, these nuts was running, right? So, I mean, it isn't his, you know, running mate, Richard or something?
I'm just kidding, ladies. My penis is perfect pink and huge.
It gets bigger the closer he puts it to the camera.
You love it. Let me just whack it on you, Matt Hoover. Take it. Take it. It's pink. Squiggly. Okay, I'm not hard, but it should be. Because Matt's voice just does things to me.
So, white people. This guy is very Caucasian. So, all right. The next thing we're going to be talking about this go-around is going to be what could be done for the health of modern. Because control has gone by the wayside. And if you think it hasn't, you should just go somewhere and probably jump into a well or off of a bridge or something. Probably your best bet. Because modern is just aggro as shit. There's the ban list, right? The ban list, that's good stuff. We all like the ban list.
Oh, let's talk about the current events.
Current events? We ain't talking about current events, fool. That's the next episode.
All right, let's ban list it.
Oh, whatever, So, my thoughts are, with aggro being freaking ridiculous, I'm looking at the ban list, and there's not really many control things that are, what's the right word? There's not many control things on the ban list. Most of the stuff on here is broken, degenerate stuff that should be banned. We don't need Dark Depths in the format. We don't need, Eye of Ugin.
We don't need
Hypergenesis.
Are you saying that you want to take something away from Modern to, make the format less aggro?
I don't think it needs something taken away. The reason being is if you take something away, what's the highest percentage of a winning deck lately, or the highest usage? It's probably not even a 10% for the highest used deck. The format is extremely diverse.
Right. It is.
And with it being so diverse, there's nothing you can ban to say, haha, we can't make it aggro. There's maybe a few tools that could help it be less aggro.
To call back an earlier thing, it takes a meta wizard, essentially, to win it nowadays in the big tournaments because everything is so wide open. You have to, tune your sideboard. You only have 15 cards to deal with, 10 top decks right now. So you basically have to be like, okay, what are things happening around me? What's the current best deck? Should I put 4 more sideboard cards in for Affinity because of the, slash not printing Metalcraft again in the new set, but printing Metalcraft again in the new set. You just have to think about it and basically tune your deck accordingly, but it's the meta wizard, which is the pro player. I mean, a lot of pro players have teams aside, so people get there, but there's that one player among that team who's the meta player, and that guy will he's like the Pathfinder. He smells leaves. He looks at a snap twig and he's like, oh God, I'm playing Burn this weekend.
And red Blackbird at that. No white, no green. He don't give a fuck about your options in the sideboard to kill other stuff. Anyway, so looking at the list here, there's a lot of shit on here. And almost every single card on here, you think, ugh, man, yeah, that should probably be gone. So there's a couple things I want to talk about. One of them is going to be Preordained. Preordain is a strict upgrade, complete upgrade over Serum Vision.
Yeah, Serum Vision, one mana.
Draw one, scry two.
So this has the better effect. It lets you scry two and then draw. Preordain would help with efficiency of some of these decks that are kind of pushing it. Preordain along, I'm not saying Preordain and Ponder. It's basically going to have to be a one or the other. That's the only way that'll end up being able to go.
See, I don't know if you remember Standard at that time. Every deck was playing for preordained.
Yes, because it's good. Modern is a format with good cards. Preordained is not going to break the format. It's not going to make Storm a tier one deck. It's not going to do anything off the chain.
I don't know. If you had Serum Visions and Preordain with that, that amount of deck manipulation, I mean, combo decks become turn 3, turn 4, maybe.
Okay, so say maybe put Preordain on the list, or take Preordain off and put Serum Visions on. Swap them out. Because you still have Sleight of Hand, which is essentially Preordain. You're going to draw the card you want from the top two you're looking at. You're not going to usually draw blind. Unless it's complete trying to top deck the win or the save your life kind of thing.
God, Matt, I hate saying you're right, but I guess I kind of sway your way on this one. I guess it wouldn't break open Modern. As an Infect deck, taking an extra turn to set up your next couple draws is just gold for me,
It's gold, but, what if you just die in the meantime?
Right.
If you're tapping out for that, you're getting rid of your save your ass spell, save your creature spell or whatever. So, I mean, it's kind of catch-22. Like, Preordained would be sweet in the format, but right now, Infect doesn't run Serum Vision.
I don't know. I've turned 2 on Infect. It's gross.
Yeah, it's fucking, it's beautiful. I love not getting turn 2. It's one of my favorite things.
Well, now, like, what other deck can do that?
Right, yeah.
In modern.
So, is there anything offhand that you see that you would like to be unbanned or specifically banned?
No, I mean, like, it is extremely aggro. And I feel like Affinity got a lot more tools, and I play Affinity as well. And the tools that I got, like Inventor's Fair, I got a couple other tools, but I don't really play any of them because it's just such a tuned list already. I mean, I run a one of Inventor's Fair over a Darksteel Citadel. And some people disagree with that or whatever, but you draw that late game, and you're going to get your Cranial Plating, or you'll get your Master of Ethereum. You're just, like, getting the card you want at that time. Like, it's almost a two of, but, you know, essentially, like, you don't want to, like, ruin the deck. I'm just slowly adding them in.
Like, that's kind of the way it needs to be, though. The more and more I look at this list for banned and restricted, like, there's some things I think, yeah, that would be cute. Oh, this would be good. Like, we had a discussion on one of the Facebook pages about, somebody brought up Stoneforge Mystic. I was like, at first, I was legit. I was like, you know what? Stoneforge Mystic, you use it, you're not going to be able to pop off until the next turn to be able to make something uncounterable, right?
Right.
That's cool. That's not a big issue, because you have time. The problem with some decks like Splinter Twin is even though you had time, you still couldn't do nothing. Like, you were just fucked. But Stoneforge Mystic, you got time. You're going to get a piece of equipment. It's not going to kill you right away. Granted, it could put you in an extremely unfavorable situation, but it's not going to put the game away on its own immediately right then. And then I got to thinking, what about Affinity? That's not good. You can play Stoneforge Mystic on turn 1, get your Cranial Plating out turn 2, and end the game on turn 3. Like,
it's gross.
It would. The problem is, you would not be able to play Stoneforge Mystic.
There would be an Ezreal spell as well. I mean, you can't just say it's going to just go right in Affinity, but that would be a sweet add. If, like, to my deck, I wouldn't have to spend a bunch of money. But I think there's, like, an Esper Stoneblade deck in Legacy that it would pretty much mimic if they put...
The issue with Stoneblade is that it has Force of Wills. And that's why that deck was able to manage for a while. Stoneblade has kind of fallen off because it's not quick enough and the control is not as good as, like, counterbalance decks.
There's a lot of sweet equipment you can dig up with.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely some sexy equipment. Like, mainly people go think swords, batter skulls, but there's other equipment that are just as game-breaking or... You know, there's other things
and
that are
not. Weak counter spells for early enough, and then there's black removal or board wipe. I mean, there's all sorts of, like, I think if you did Stoneforge, it would shake up modern enough where it would have to rebalance. Like, there would be kind of a few broken shells, but then you might ban one card to make those more legit. I don't know.
Would we have to say if we unban Stoneforge Mystic that we have to ban Cranial Plating?
I'm against that, 150,000%.
Yeah, fucking Affinity player, yeah, of course. But
I love
that's
black equip instant speed. I mean, I wish I had more equipment that did that. Like, mid-combat or, like, blocks, just be like, block, throw my deal on there and just eat your guy. Like, I have used that so many times with a Mox Opal and a Springleaf Drum. It's crazy. Like, that secondary ability is, it's overseen for sure.
No, for sure, yeah. And the last card I want to talk about, because most of these are either broken in a good make-your-deck-super-smooth aspect, or they make games no fun because it's combo enablers. The last one I want to bring up is Mental Misstep.
Oof.
It is restricted in Vintage. Vintage mainly plays zero drops. Not that big of a deal. One drops? in vintage? Eh? So, it's completely banned in legacy, banned in modern. Ban Phyrexian mana, the counter spell with mana cost of 1. If they unban Mental Misstep, I think that itself would be able to allow a control deck to be able to be around. I think this is the single card that can use an unbanning to be able to help fix modern. Because the issue with modern is one drops. There's just so damn many one drops. And stopping an aggro deck from doing something on the first turn, that's everything control needs. At that point, they would be able to manage controlling a game.
I don't like it. Think of how many decks it nullifies, like Expedition Map, you know.
So Expedition Map, cute, whatever. So turn two, they Farseek. Like, not Farseek or whatever that Sylvan Scrying or whatever their balls have in their mouth.
I don't like it. Dude, there's so many turn plays where you just, like, have to lay your turn one guy down. A free counterspell is so terrible. Especially because modern is everything dense is condensed down to, like, as cheap as you can get it, like a bolt or whatever. And you're like, no, bolt doesn't happen.
Even Path to Exile doesn't happen.
If they're playing bolt, bolt is now shock, essentially. It is shock and discard a card.
You lose two life. No, but I mean, you want to remove a creature sometimes with that. Or, like, I don't like it. I mean, I think everything is tuned down to play, like, 1, 2, and 3, and it's like, we're not Legacy. We don't have, like, other defenses. I don't know.
So,
Is a cool shit he likes, and I tell him how much I hate it. That's kind of where we're at. But here's the deal. It might shift it up too much.
Maybe if they printed a new card. Nobody ever brings up, maybe they could print a card that does this, and maybe do this instead. For example, print Mental Misstep without the Phyrexian mana. Just have it be one blue mana. Counter-target spell with mana cost of 1. That way, you have your spell snare, you have your 1-cost counter spell, but you're having to pay mana for it. So they printed just recently the colorless counterspell for 1. They've printed a lot of counterspells at 1 mana, but they all do their different little renditions.
Right.
So why not go ahead and just print this at a 1 blue mana cost?
So do you think you're going to have a spell snare at every mana cost, like a 1, a 2, a 3?
I don't think that that's necessary, but the 1 and 2 would be more understandable. I think doing it at 3, I mean, at 3, you're basically saying that they can use 2 mana. You have spell snare, you know, spell pierce. You have spell pierce counter unless they pay 2. So that really is a turn 1 through 3 non-creature counter spell for 1.
So wouldn't spell pierce just be better? I mean, I guess
it doesn't counter anything at that mana cost.
Well, but it's pretty much doing the early grunt work. I guess it doesn't stop a creature. Yeah, you're right. But it just stops early meta. Now that you mention it, it just stops aggro or, like, early stuff because you'll have extra of those in your sideboard. Other people aren't playing that spell because it's just not worth it. I think
exactly.
Like, 1 mana Mental Misstep might be good. Or even, like, God, I hate this Phyrexian mana, like, stop your 1 spell. Like, as an Infect player, that just blows up my whole deck, and I can't have that.
Well, it's only the 1-cost spells.
Right.
Which,
if we reprinted it with blue, I'm cool. But, like, I cannot see, like, Mental Misstep being unbanned. Like, it just tears apart too many strategies. I agree. It's a gross card, and it would stop whatever. But, like, a repin, I agree with that. No.
The format needs something to be able to help a semi-control deck. It already has stuff like Delver. Delver of Secrets is fucking sexy for a control deck.
What if we bring back 4 mana, like, board wipes? Like,
we already have those. We already have those in Modern. That ends up being a standard thing.
Okay, so it just affects standard. So what if we went, like, 3 mana, but affected other things? Like, you discard 2 cards to wipe the board, or you, like, lose, like, 5 life, or something that's pretty crucial.
I think a life loss, like, Wizards makes a big deal about, like, whenever it came to Painlands, new players don't like life loss. That's killing them. That's the end of the world. You know, that deters new players.
Experienced players who play modern are going to see that disadvantage as an advantage, you know?
And, well, the issue, whenever it comes to sweepers, they already have a 3-mana wrath, essentially, against aggro decks, and that's going to be Anger of the God. I mean, it literally trumps everything at 3 or less, unless they're playing, like, a reanimator deck, like Glorious Vengeance decks. So, I think they're fine on their sweepers, because we have the diversity of sweepers, too. We have the black sweeper, the white sweeper, you know, and two different white, just plain white sweepers, you know, Wrath of God and Day of Judgment, whether you want shit to be, you know, able to regenerate or not. If you're playing Abzan or something, you're going to play Day of Judgment over Wrath, because if you run Thrun, you want to be able to regenerate them.
I want Damnation to be regenerated personally, but that's just kind of like...
You're preaching to the choir, man. Like, everybody wants that reaper. Nobody wants to pay 50 bucks for a black sweeper. Come on.
I mean, like, I'm an aggro player, and it just hurts me, but it's like, I want them in my personal collection. Like, I don't have 4 Damnations, so...
I mean, even if I just had one, I mean, EDH would pay these, right?
It's hard to believe, you know, baller status, Timmy K, not having 4 Damnations, but it's like, I gotta spend my money on, like, you know, like, Invention Mox Opals, or, like, Invention, you know, like, Steel Overseers. I wanna, like, pimp out my current shit, and it's like, I got a bunch of, like, Zendikar, like, lands and stuff. I wanna, like, I'm expanding in the right direction, not that. Come on, you know, quit hating haters.
Stay tuned, or not stay tuned, because this isn't continuing. We're going to go ahead and cut this one off, and we'll go ahead and make sure to get episode number 13. We have a couple more topics we're going to go ahead and discuss. Plug your ear holes with some...
Plug your ear sockets with some cotton, because we're coming a-poking real soon.
What the fuck? I don't even know anymore. I give up. I give up, guys. All right, guys, later.